This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Senate Judiciary Committee sent the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the full Senate. Democrats demand someone from President Trump more to their liking, so their planned filibuster will likely meet with what Democrats invented when they last controlled the Senate, the nuclear option. Democrats may be gambling that they will both reverse a 10-year trend of Republican gains nationwide to return to control the Senate in 2018, free to use their own nuclear option. Two top researchers in England say in vitro conceived children born of three parents are very lucky to be born without faulty DNA or other serious defects. One doctor said that 3 in 4 early stage embryos have high levels of faulty DNA. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. When we grow, we learn when and how to call 911. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In state headlines, critics of Alaska's assisted suicide bill now navigating the state house in Juneau point out dangerous outcomes that will put vulnerable persons at risk. Hawaii recently rejected a similar measure by a wide margin. Arizona's governor signed a bill protecting babies born after botched abortions, and Indiana's new law requiring both an ultrasound and an 18-hour waiting period has been ruled unconstitutional by federal judge Tanya Pratt. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been Life News Radio.